The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and wow, one of my favorite topics today, all about the angels. We have a lot going on with energy today, so we're going to focus a little bit about working with our guardian angels and how they're always watching over us, and all we've got to do is reach out and get to know them a little bit better. The world is pretty much going through a great spiritual awakening. There's a lot of energies aligning to help and support that. We also have free will to refuse it. But for the most part, if you're tuning into this show, you know what I'm talking about. You're feeling the shifts, you're feeling the changes. You don't want to get pulled under, overwhelmed by everything that's going on out there. And you want to keep a steady path, knowing that we have support. We have support no matter what's going on. And there's a lot going on out there, I know, but we do have support. So that's what we were going to talk about today. Now, just a little history, if you're new to the show. I've had a connection with angels my whole life. I hid it for a long time because I grew up in an environment that didn't understand that, or, you know, wasn't so positive about it, or it was bad, but they have been there for me consistently. They have always come in. I can remember as far back as 4 or 5 years old, and clear as day, they've been there for me. That to me is a support that I trust because it has never not been there for me. And I go through things in life just like you do. Everybody does, but they have been there in my toughest times, the most painful, the biggest challenges, when I was moving and growing and ascending and changing and shifting and releasing anger and issues. And, you know, we've all gone through these things. That's what we come to Earth for, to grow and ascend and go through things and experience the entire world, not just everything perfect, everything happy. We came here to experience everything. I mean, we have all these different emotions. I'm saying, some people don't like to hear that. They go, well, I didn't come here to suffer. No, it's not like you came here to suffer. I've been through things too that were very suffering in my perspective at the time. And then as I grew through it, I released it. Now, everybody's different with that. My body in particular is a very strong antenna with energy. I mean, I can feel energy shifting a lot with the weather patterns, with people. Angels have guided me and supported me, and they have been there to ease my fears, to show me that I can do this and stand up for myself. And so my entire life has been overcoming big, massive things that I was afraid of or was misunderstood. You know, I was the odd one that was emotional when I was growing up, so I know that, but I was also very intuitive, and I never really shut that off. I hid it for a long time because, you know, I felt judged. I felt persecuted by it. The times are changing with that because right now with so much going on and we're shifting into different dimensions, I believe the world is seeking some relief to know there's got to be more than just this. There's got to be something out there bigger than this, bigger than me. And angels for me are an aspect of God. It's not like we're worshiping them. This is my perspective and what I'm sharing with you. It's not like I'm worshiping angels, okay? It's different. It's really, you got to get the mindset of religion and things like that out of the mind because it's a different approach. This is a way of life where I have built a relationship with them and I trust them when I'm looking for those divine messages and answers. Everybody will learn what I call the decipher code book, you know, on, okay, how do I know the angel answered me? Or how do I know that's what that was? Honestly, the more you practice it, the more it works, and the more intention you have to be open to it. Now, sometimes, we want the answer. And then as soon as the answer comes in, we're shutting it down because we didn't trust it. That's part of the soul growth that builds and opens things up. Now, what I found interesting about and talking about guardian angels today is a lot of people don't realize they have one with them their whole life. We have guardian angels with us our entire life, usually one. Some people say they have more than one. I work with a lot of different ones, but there's this one solid that has been the guardian that has always been there. And then I work with other angels a lot. I mean, I reach out and they reach back out and they let me know, and I've learned personalities with them and things like that. But the more your intuition opens up, the more you're not afraid to experience the world for what it is, all of it, not just good parts. Because if you're shutting down because you don't want to feel one emotion, but you don't understand why you can't feel the love, we have to be open. We're going to feel a little bit of all of it. It's how we handle it when we feel it that starts to shift as we grow. Guardian angels are wonderful for that because you're never alone. Lonely is not the same as being alone. You can be alone and not be lonely at all. I don't ever feel alone. Then there's people that feel lonely and they have people all around them all the time because you feel energetically, it's a disconnect with life. It's a disconnect. So energy is about all of this. Guardian angels are wonderful when you are going through a challenge and you just feel like, I can get through this, right? You know, you that self-assurance. But they're very much supportive of us building our self-love, our self-care, us building and growing in our soul to put our light out into the world. They support that very much. They're very comforting. It's very common for people to feel at night. I used to feel this all the time as a child. But it's very common to feel that at night when you're asleep, you just feel somebody sit on the side of the bed. You look and there's nobody there. And, you know, sometimes it scares you. Angels aren't about scaring you, because if that's going to scare you and there's a lot of fear, they're not going to try to do anything that's going to make it worse. They're going to wait till you're ready. But then when you realize that's my guardian angel just watching over me, because I asked to be watched over while I was sleeping. And that's a very beautiful thing to experience. So you'll feel this and there's nobody there, but you know they're there. So I started talking to him, and this was when I was a child. I was like, well, you're there. I'm going to start talking to you. My parents didn't understand that, you know, and they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I guess they thought it was imaginary friend or something, but it wasn't that. I mean, when my grandmother passed, I felt it. She was right at the foot of my bed visiting me. This was in a completely different state. My parents are like, who are you talking to? I'm like, I'm talking to grandma. What? She's not even here. She's in another state. I'm like, well, okay, but I'm talking to her. Well, when I was talking to her was the moment that she had passed. It was right in that same time frame. I've had that happen several times. I wasn't afraid of it, but I was taught to be afraid of it. This is very common, and I'm sharing that experience with you because I know that other people have felt that. You know, you're not afraid of it, and then you're taught to be afraid of it. Beliefs can do that. Beliefs can restrict the connection, but they don't have to. And there's ways to know that you're connecting safely and with divine angel messages and things like that without it being, wait, I'm being manipulated. This is the bad stuff. But there is an amount of trust that that we're building in that. So that there's a little bit to that. It's not like, okay, how do I know that they, it's a little bit more to it than that. But at the same time, it's not hard. It's just we have to be willing. The first thing is intention. The first thing is the more we clean up our lives and do the self-love, self-care, and believe it or not, this is what will help. The more our frequency rises, the easier it is to connect, and that intuition opens up and expands, and you're more aware, and there's clarity like, that was my answer right there. You start to notice it more because you've raised your frequency. A lot of people ask, how do I know? How do I know? Well, that's how you know. Now, how do we do that? How do we clean that up? Self-care is self-care. Self-love is self-love. We don't deny that we need to eat healthy. We need to take care of our physical bodies. This is our vehicle while we're here. We need to make sure there's time in our lives for the things that we love and our passions. And sometimes it means saying no to something else that is supporting what they want you to do. And I'm not trying to say go out there and cause a problem with everybody. This is a process. It's not like all at once we do this crazy disconnect. We build on this and we grow and it strengthens. But this shift right now that we're in is really opening up the spiritual awakening for everyone. And that's why I wanted to give you that little bit of intro on how beautiful it is to get to know your guardian angels. It's not about me telling you what their name is. I'm going to be a bit direct with this because I get a lot of questions like, hey, just tell me. No. This show is going to be about how you can feel it. I want you to feel empowered that you can do that. It doesn't really matter what their name is, to be honest. They're not worried about things like that. Just call them, just talk to them, and they will reveal to you as you're ready. I'm going to say that right now. They will connect with you if you want to, but they will do it in a way that you can handle. So if your frequency is low, you may not feel like you're getting any kind of connection. So it's not that they ignored you. It's that we have to be connectable. We have to be in a frequency that will allow it in and not be afraid of it. As soon as fear pops up, like, I want to see an angel, but I'm scared. Okay, you just canceled out that request. It's like a law of attraction thing. It's like, I want to see him, but then I'm going to be freaked out if I do. Let's keep it real. It might be that you'll hear a gentle voice. It might be that you'll just see a gentle nudge of, wow, that's interesting that I happened to stumble on that and someone answered me with that. And that was a question that I had for the angels. Synchronicities, those are the little nuances. Connecting with nature helps because it grounds you. Grounding helps a lot. Remember, we can ask and ask and ask, but if we're not listening, you're going to miss all the answers. I mean, you know, that's just it, right? So that's what we're doing. And also, I wanted to pull out, there's an interesting dynamic all through 2020 that's almost like the guardian angels working with us even more so, which I love. But in astrology, there are three times this entire year where Jupiter and Neptune are teaming up. And they're easing the intensity of, and there's my co-host. She's been really talky lately, so there she is again. I know. Here we go. Jupiter is the planet of expansion. Remember, you expand. It helps you just reach further than you had courage to do before. Jupiter is an expansive planet. So it's like, you're going to just, whoa, I don't know if I can do that, but okay, I'll try. Neptune is a very spiritual intuition, really connecting on a soul level, building and growing. Those two planets together are perfect alignment for helping you with your intuition to develop and strengthen. They're coming in at three times a year, and I'll give you those dates when we come back. I'm going to take a break in a moment. But they come in three times, and they help counter and soften the intensity of Saturn, Pluto, and Uranus. Those are intense planets that are doing a lot of upheaval, you know, things falling apart, things going away, all kinds of crazy stuff going on. But they're about part of the transformative time, okay? Lots of stuff is falling apart and going away, and a lot of things are building for something new. So at the same time we have all this stuff going on out there, we also have Jupiter and Neptune teaming up. And that's like a soothing comfort, like guardian angels feel. So when you're getting overwhelmed and a bit in over your head with all of the chaos out there, stop and ask your guardian angel to wrap his wings around you. Remember, the guardian angels, they answer to Archangel Michael, and he is their boss, if you want to put it in a way of terms. He's their boss. But then we all have one assigned to us. And so working with your guardian angel, you're also working with Michael as well. You can call him Michael too, but your guardian angel's there. They watch over, they report back like, you know, okay, yeah, doing pretty good here, but there's some things going on, you know, they're there for you. You're not by yourself. You're not. To me, that is the best comfort in the world, especially when you're going through something really scary. Maybe it's a health crisis. Maybe it's a financial crisis. Maybe it's a relationship crisis. I mean, we have all kinds of stuff out there going on, but they bring it back and they go, okay, we're going to get through this. You're not going to go through it by yourself. And just having conversation with them can really open up the channel to where you'll feel and connect with them more. Now, that's one of the things I absolutely love. So I'm going to take the quick break. That's what we're talking about. I see the chat's getting very active, and hello and welcome to everyone there. Had a couple of emails we'll answer to, because, you know, we're here for some comfort. Guardian angels are all about that. We need to feel a little bit of softening to the intensity of all this spiritual awakening. That's what guardian angels can bring to your life. Stay with me. I'm Dr. Jen. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
With the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, I told you I was going to give you these three dates. And what's interesting is we just had one on February 20th. So that was what? A week ago. So if you can think back what it was like for you about a week ago, if you can remember that. So we just did have one, and there's two more. But that Jupiter Neptune, that's usually like every 4 to 9 years. So it's not very often. But this year we have three different times where it's coming together. So I thought that was very interesting. It's worth looking at. Okay. So the first one was on February 20th. And like I said, it brings this ease. Like you just feel like, you know what? I do feel a little bit like I could maybe start working on something new or, you know, try that new thing I want to do. Another one is coming up July 27th. You might want to mark your calendars for this so you can be aware that it's happening. So another one's July 27th of this year, and the last one is October 12th. Those are the three dates. So we had February 20, July 27, and October 12, where Jupiter and Neptune are bringing a bit of a comfort ease. Think of guardian angels that just come and make it, you just feel comforted. Like, okay, we're going through some stuff, but okay, they eased it. So I wanted to bring that up. That's a lot of beginning, middle, ending, through transformation of everything we're going through this year. So you're seeing quite a bit, a lot. Jupiter is also, it's an expansive planet. Just wanted to give you this information. This is really good stuff. It's an expansive planet, but it's also a planet of abundance. It's Neptune, higher consciousness, higher frequency, spirituality. So together, see, those intensities are very worth noting, paying attention to. So I wanted you to realize, and yes, there was one a week ago. However, it gives you something to go on. It gives you something to go on if you can recall about a week ago what was going on. You know, if you, usually people can think back a week, what was going on a week ago? Sometimes it'll ask you, what was going on 6 months ago? This is more a week ago. But it gives you an idea of how this energy can work. So if you have this awareness of it. So when you have Saturn and Pluto going through just, you know, stirring it up, upsetting the apple cart, just making massive changes all the way down the line of everything we experience. These two planets come in and go, okay, we're going to just kind of ease this so people can catch their breath. All these things that are going on in the world are not here to tear you apart. They're here to help us build and grow, and open awareness and see things from different perspectives would be very helpful in this. So your guardian angel is always by your side, always, always. So please remember that. So let's see. Let's get into some questions. I see quite a few questions. So we're going to do that. First off, and I did have some from email bag, so we'll pull one from the email bag. We'll do that. We have several in the email bag, guys. So we keep them in the queue. So if I'm not answering it on 1 week, I may answer it on another week. Just keep that in mind because we have a lot of people that are here live, so we want to take care of them too. So over in YouTube chat, we have, we got all kinds of people. Hello to everyone. So let's see. Beth, hi, Beth. Beth is saying, hey, you know mine. I'm glad he's here if he comes through to you. All I'm seeing, I do always see this with you, Beth, actually always with you. Here's the interesting thing that I'm picking up. I'm picking up a big smile. So very proud of you. A thumbs up. Also, don't let that small stuff chap you, is what I'm hearing, if that's making any sense. And working kind of in tandem, kind of checking in and, you know, asking permission, like, hey, is she doing okay with your guardian angel? I found that very interesting. So if that relates to you, it will make sense to you, but I was seeing something very specific there. So let me move on. We have Michelle. Hello, Michelle. Worried about my husband and his health with breathing. Do you see anything? Okay. Breathing. Let's work with some energy here. When we work in metaphysics and as in energy healing, which is what I'm very, very attuned with, breathing is taking in life. Okay. Now you can ask and pray for your husband, but there's also an aspect here where he's on a soul journey and some of the health challenges come in to awaken. I've seen it a lot. So he has choices from a free will, his self, to decide. But if there's a stress or an anxiety, it's also associated with third chakra. If he's open to it, a lot of things that can help is to have some energy clearing, have some energy healing work done. It just calms things. And that fight or flight, that panic that can happen when there's respiratory stuff is very scary. It's very intense. It's a lot of congestion. A lot of congestion, like if you have massive allergies and things like that, in metaphysics, we see that as spiritual confusion. We're going through a journey of maybe changing our perspective in some things. You might not be seeing that at all. However, I've seen this so many times where massive heart attacks have completely changed a person's perspective, and now they have a new lease on life, and they're looking back going, wow. Now, I'm not saying we want things to happen to anybody, but I'm sharing that it's very scary when you see someone you love going through something. And then at the same time, we're watching somebody else's journey. So we're supporting their journey, but we can't live it for them. I know that's really tough. But what I do feel for you is ask the angels to reach out to him and his guardian angel. And maybe there'll be some comfort and he'll open his perspective or open and expand to see a different perspective that might be better for him. That's what I'm feeling is the goal here with this crisis or this health concern. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that there needs to be an expansion of perspective, like see things through a different perspective. And if he hasn't wanted to do that, or there's a lot of fear there, things like that with respiratory can come up. And these are just things that we see in the body that happen like that. Chronic pain is messages from your body. It's like an antenna. It's like, hey, I'm trying to get your attention. I'm holding an energy here that needs to be dealt with. So in metaphysics, I always went after energy healing with that. When I was working with clients one-on-one like that, I was, okay, let's get down to it. But if the person is not ready or doesn't want to, you can't go against their free will. So that's the part that can be frustrating for you, I know. So that's what I'm picking up and feeling for you. Another question, let's see. Maddie, any insight from my guardian angels about my current situation at work? Actually, Maddie, it's the same thing that I answered last week. That's exactly they're pointing to your pretty floral painting. And there's some weeding to do. They keep saying that. And as soon as I saw that, that's exactly what they took me to. So that status is still in that same, and your guardian angel can help you. It's like, can help you with the weeding. Ask the guardian angel specifically, what needs weeding? What needs clearing out? It's not that there's a lot, but there's just this one, something's crowding what you can see. Like, you can't see this beautiful plant because of the weed, so to speak. That's what I'm picking up for you. Julia, are you picking up anything for me regarding changes with education and work? Actually, yes. I guess I am. I'm picking up that a lot more education. You're going to, what I'm picking up is there's going to be an excitement to learn new skills. They're going tandem, hand in hand with education and work. Yes, but it's building. You still have some schooling. I feel like this year is going to be a lot of learning to do things very new. A lot of what you already know, doing it better. And you're going to feel, and in tandem, that is building your self-esteem and self-confidence. And it becomes this assertive energy in you that you just go in after what you want. So I really like that energy for you. So stay with what you're doing and go with it, because that's what I'm picking up. Let's see what we got here. Beth's saying, so glad he had things for you. Thank you so much. Very meaningful. Okay, good. Relaxing meditations. Good morning. Thursday's our favorite day. Oh, thank you. Oh, thanks. We love your energy, Jen. Thank you. Gosh, that means a lot. Oh, I just felt that. My spouse is looking for a better job. Do the angels send any clues as to which direction he should go? What they're showing, they're doing this. It's very visual today, and it's very quick. So intuition is spot on. I did bring my quartz in today, though. So sometimes that's intensive. But, you know, if you guys are doing that, quartz or any of the crystals, if you like working with that, they're like antenna boosters. Kind of like when, you know, you have to extend your, you know, strengthen your Wi-Fi signal, you know, out there. So they kind of strengthen that. I brought them in. I just felt like bringing them in today. And I don't always have them right beside me, but I did today. Here's what they did. They immediately showed me like a fan opening up. You know, if you go, oh, they're showing me there's a plethora out there. He'll actually have to make a decision on all these things that are lining up, that, and he has to decide which one he wants. That's actually a good problem to have. So it's, they're also saying, enjoy the experience, enjoy that there's a lot of opportunities that are going to be lining up. Just, and it, for him, it would be opening up. And this is his free will. Again, guys, I really can't read and tell somebody else what to do. Okay, keep that in mind. That's a violation of free will. But if this were me doing this, you know, looking for this job, and they're giving me this information, this tells me, fan out, spread it out, send those resumes out there like crazy. Just don't pull back. Check them all out. You might have four or five that you're having to make a choice from, but it's a good problem. If you want to call it a problem, that's a blessing. And to open and expand the perspective, because sometimes if we're narrowing it too much, we're missing the opportunities we would have never seen. Sometimes we are narrowing. In this case, fan out. They keep showing me fan out, spread it out, do more. That's what I'm picking up. Let's see what else we have. Donna is saying, I don't know my guardian angel's name, but he, she, they exist. I never feel alone, and so grateful for that. And that's okay, Donna. That's exactly what I mean. You can actually come up with a name for them that you would like to call, or what they feel like for you. Absolutely. You can do that. You can just say, you know, you feel like this for me. They're just happy that you're reaching out. So that's a beautiful example of what we're talking about. Let's see, working on relationship. Do you have any info for me? That I'm feeling, no, not specific. Like, oh, there's somebody coming in tomorrow. I don't feel that. I'm being honest. I won't pretend if I don't feel anything, but what I do feel is that you're still working on inside, because as you're working on that and you put that out there, like you put that request out, like I would love a partner, but then you let it go and you forget about it, so to speak. And then you move on and you go back to yourself. Like, what can I do to put out a better light and shine and be more of who I am? That's how you draw in what will really align with you. And once those things line up and match, you really don't have to do anything. They just happen. That's the thing that people, they, you know, when it happens, when you're doing the work and it aligns. So the more work you do for you, the more that's going to align up. So that's honestly how I've experienced it my entire life. And who doesn't want to know, hey, what is it? You know, is there something coming up? Of course you want to know. It's our curiosity, right? But then it always comes back to, all right, what can I do? And it always comes in when I stop trying to watch the water boil. That's kind of the thing there. So let me move on. You're welcome, Julia. She's just saying thank you. No problem. Karen, I've been going through a leveling up, not sleeping well, shifting out completely the old. Any insight on my move? Yeah, you have been. Not sleeping well is, by the way, don't overanalyze that one too much. I'm picking up about that. That's because you are so trying to make sure there's not something else you can do. Sometimes we have to take a break and let our minds ease up and do something fun. Just take a break from all the preparing. The not sleeping well is also part of the spiritual awakening process with the energies that came in the last week that we were talking about when retrograde hit and all of those things happened. It was very intense and very strong, and it was causing some sleepless nights for quite a few people. Also some crazy dreams, some of them downright nightmare-y, you know, like, whoa, what was that? I even had that experience. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's crazy. So please know you're good. I feel that you need to take a break and catch your breath and just restore, because you have a lot of energy that you're putting toward things. As far as the move, yes, it's happening. It's happening. You just need to kind of, it's not like forcing it. It's not forcing it. It's kind of letting go of when exactly, so you can move into a different state of frequency. I know, it's crazy. How do I plan if I don't know when? It will unfold. It will unfold, I promise you. I just don't know. That's what I'm getting. I'm giving you what I have. Let's see. Whoa. Paula is saying, agree with relaxing meditations. Thank you so much for showing up each week for all of us with all the beautiful work you do. Thank you. I guess I appreciate that, guys. Thank you. Make sure you like the shows on YouTube and help me out there, because that helps other people find the show. We can build our family. Share the show with people. Make sure you like it. Also check your notifications in YouTube. You can put your notifications on. It'll let you know when we're putting something new out. But thank you for that. I appreciate that. Now I'm going to go over, I had a question. I'm going to pull one of the questions from the email back. So one of the questions was, hi, Dr. Jen, this is Vanessa. Thank you for your show. I have experienced chronic pain, emotional and physical, for the majority of my life. My family made me excel at something at a very young age, but also neglected and abused me. Some of the physical issues have finally cleared, but others linger, and doctors can't tell me what is wrong. Okay, so a lot of energy is trapped in there. If they can't find anything, honestly, even if there was something, guys, if you work to clear energy, it does a lot. Let's see what else we got here. I want to follow my talent, but have been blocked for so long. I don't know what to do and feel like my life is possibly one big joke. My goodness. Whoa. I've overcome more hardships than many, but I'm lost and I don't want to feel like God hates me. First of all, God does not hate you. He can't, because he's the love. God is completely love. So love and hate can't coexist in the same space, just like light and dark. You know, If it's dark, you put light in there and now there's no more dark. Now, I wanted to tell you that. First of all, you have a guardian angel as well. And this would be a really good time to reach out for some comfort with that guardian angel. And I'm asking on your behalf as well to bring in a lot of comfort angels. Also asking Archangel Raphael, Michael, and your guardian to come in and wrap you up and really let you know you are not alone. And honestly, when it comes to the way your body is feeling, I don't know what your situation is, but energy healing would be very, very beneficial for you. It doesn't interfere with anything else you're doing medically, because we're just talking about moving some of the blocked energy. When I was doing this kind of work, when I was working on people, I was working sometimes as an NMT, I was working a while back, emotions were trapped in every cell of the body. I mean, we hold emotions through our entire body. That's energy that's just needing, it's looking, it's pounding for a place to move. So that's what I'm asking for you, to find a way to move that energy through. You can ask Michael to clear it. You can take, I would do some salt baths as much as possible. I wouldn't do them every single day. You might feel like you're getting too dehydrated, but you can always moisturize after. But taking a salt bath pulls energy out. There's a couple of ways to do that. Other people that have been watching the show have heard this before, but let me remind everybody, when you feel that that energy's trapped like that, and by the way, dreams or sleeplessness, that's mental energy that's trapped. So we can find ways to move that. But salt water, salt and water are conduits that pull energy. I like using Himalayan salt. You can use sea salt. You can use baking soda and Epsom salt together in a bath, and that will pull the energy. These are physical things you can do to help move the energy in the physical body. Not to mention how it just calms and soothes. Those are some physical things that if I was Vanessa, I would be doing ASAP, because you need some relief. But if you can find an energy worker that you feel comfortable with in your area, that would help as well. But you can start working with that. You can start clearing that. You can ask those angels to lift that. So that's what I'm getting from that one. Okay. Whoa. Time is flying, isn't it? Okay, where were we? Veronica saying, been getting chills for several months. Doctor cannot find anything wrong, anything specific I can do. I know, short of the smart aleck answer, like put a sweater on. I know you've probably been told that. You just feel like you're, I understand. I'm not telling you that. Here's the thing that I would do, and this is what's coming in for you. Archangel Michael is coming in for you, girl. Wear some blue. Wear beautiful colors of blue. It looks like you have blue on in your picture, actually. But blue is the color of Michael that I see, and blue is a beautiful healing color. And then ask Michael to come warm up your heart. And the reason I say that is because these chills and this cold, it's the energy just almost afraid to feel. And that's what I'm picking up for you. And this one's really coming through strong. Michael, when he comes through to clear energy, and this would also go for Vanessa's question or anybody trying to clear energy, what can happen is when he's clearing, when he's around, it heats up. It's warm. When I have worked with energy healing and I'm moving energy, whether it's from myself or working with someone else, I get extremely warm. So the chills are it's metaphoric too. It's like something's just chilling to the bone for you. There's something in life that you're processing and you're looking to overcome it. Look at the emotions that you're having at the same time, or what you might be thinking about, what could be going on here. And sometimes that sensitivity to temperature, your antenna is waking up as well. So I would support your body with healthy food, as much as you can do to support the body to be healthy. But then working to have Michael come in. He can warm it up a lot if there's an energy that's trapped that's trying to get out. Because it happens. I see this energy and it'll just pound. Like people have it in a hip or, you know, in a different chakra or a shoulder. And it's like the energy's just stuck there holding. So you're, if you think about it, think about a clogged drain. You're trying to get it to move and process through. Sometimes when it moves, you really know it too. You can feel it. It might move to another spot and get stuck. You just keep working on it. So with that, I'm going to slow down on the questions because that was a lot of questions. I want everybody to know that your guardian angel is a beautiful source. He's like your concierge. He can be your first point of contact when you don't know what to do. And just, you know what, just ask. Just literally, you know, what can I do? What can I do on my end to help support my growth, my answer, you know, which direction? Because they are wonderful. Then they take that. They're there watching over you. They're there to implement and support your requests, your intentions. Yeah, they support that. They support it. So if you go through with that and you go, okay, I need to ask. I have no idea what's going on here. Ask for them to walk with you into that interview for the job. Ask them to be with you when you're trying to grocery shop for healthier choices. Ask them to be, because they are anyway, just invite them and join in with them. Include them in your daily life. Honestly, that's one of the best things I can recommend right now to everybody, if this is new to you, is just include them. Include them like a family member. Include them like a best friend. Include them. You don't have to be going around looking like, you know, something's wrong with you because you're talking to somebody that's not that. This is private to you. Nobody else needs to know. This is your private personal relationship with your guardian angel. And they are always there. They just wait for you to ask. They wait for you to include them. And let me tell you, they get excited when they're included. And you might be pleasantly surprised how quickly you can start to get some responses and some answers if you just open up to it. So I hope that that makes sense. Sometimes we just make it harder than it really is. And it's not. It really isn't. So I want you to know in the next month, next week, we are going to talk about March energy. It's quite a bit of transformation in March. I want you also to know that when you're working with these energies that are coming in, you will feel the things that are your struggle with. You'll feel the heartache. You'll feel the things that cause the fears. You'll feel these things as they're coming to the surface to identify. You're also going to be going through shifts and clarity of, I just want to move to this higher dimension of awareness. If you're on the spiritual awakening path, that's exactly how you feel. I want everybody to also understand, it doesn't mean things are going to stop happening around you. It's going to change how you respond to them, how they affect you. They won't affect you when you shift and raise up. That's the difference, because we have to be willing to do some work there. And sometimes you feel like, okay, I'm going to try, but then it feels weird. We're also practicing getting out of victim mentality. Everything happens to me. Everything's attacking me. If that's you, if that's the way, you know, the world feels like it's always after you, this shift will point that out to help you be free of that, to help you shift out of victim mentality. Victim mentality is a low frequency. Any of those things are low frequency. So we, you know, the angels are here, your guardian angels here to help lift you into higher frequency. When you put the work in, they are right there beside you. It reminds me of when, you know, you put in 2 cents, I'll put in 4. You put in 5 cents, I'll put in 12. I mean, they put in when you do, you know, so, and they don't interfere until you ask. So your free will is very respected. in the universe. They don't do anything you don't want. So when you think of it that way, you're going, all right, if they don't do anything I don't want, why do I think they're all attacking me? They're not. It's not like that. It's the perspective we're seeing it. And trust me, I know I have been through that. And you feel like, okay. When I finally realized way back, it was a while back, I was like, I got to get out of this victim mentality. I felt like that too. That's a big game changer. This energy going on right now is really going to help you. Now, Neptune, Jupiter energies flowing in and out here throughout the year will help to soothe that. But your guardian angel is like there, is there every day, every minute of the day, every moment. From the day you were born till the day you leave Earth, your guardian angel is available to you. Whether you realize it or not, they are available. They're just waiting. They're waiting for you to be ready. They're waiting for you to want to work with them. Start with simple things. You're in the car. Ask for the safety to travel. Ask for, okay, I'm just going, this is something that I do. Let me give you a good example of just living in a simpler way so it's not complicated. And this is a really good way to do it. I got a couple minutes before we're leaving and going out here. What you do is, if I've got to go do some errands, I get in the car and I say, thank you. I don't say please, because I already know they're going to do it. You have to be in a state of gratitude like it's already been done. That's how manifesting works. Manifesting is really fast right now too. I thank them for the protection. I thank them for watching over my family. I thank them that I'm going to have a safe trip where I'm going. I thank them that I'm going to meet wonderful people and have a great experience before I've even gotten there. And then there's days that maybe you didn't remember to do it. Completely different experience. So I bring them along and it's incredible. And give it a try. And then I've even done it and I'm doing great. I'm having a great experience, but I see other people, maybe they aren't. Maybe sometimes you're there to lift somebody else. You don't have to go out and fix everybody, but there's been times where I'm doing great, but they're having a rough day. Sometimes you just being a big smile and a hello lifts somebody. That's shining your light. Your guardian angel can help you shine your light if you're willing to work with them and you're willing to put the work in too. Remember, the angels don't do everything for us. We got to put the work in. Our souls, our growth, our perspective, our beliefs, everything's going through a metamorphosis right now. Butterfly, dragonfly, wonderful symbols of that. We are going through lots of shift and we have a lot of support. You're not going to go through it alone. Guys, we're about out of time. So I want to say thank you to everyone joining the show. Please, please do share, like the show, share the show. over on my website, I wanted to mention this. On my website, for those that are sending in, we're noticing, and I thought we had it clear, maybe we need to fix that, but over in the Contact Us, there's a Contact Us form. If you're sending a question to the show, and we have that link embedded in the newsletter. It's easier. Just get on the newsletter. You'll know when we have something coming up. And there's a link in there. If you're sending a question into the show, use that link. Because then we know that's clear for us that we have permission to use it in the show. But if you put it in general and it's not specific to the show, we're not going to put it on the air because we're not going to do anything in a public broadcast that we don't have permission for. We respect you. So we just want to be clear that it's for the show. And for those that are joining me in the live every week, thank you. Thank you for being here and being such a beautiful group. You really are. Your souls, I can feel you. I know things are tough for you out there. We have the Angel Retreat over on my website for those that want to be part of that. We are working very hard to be a support for you, me, the angels. I'm here, but I only help when I'm asked to. So, you know, but they are there for you every day. So with that, I want to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support of the show. And we will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.